In this episode, discover how the pandemic has increased video viewing for businesses.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo, I got an interesting topic for y'all. I just went Southern draw on you. There's been an interesting study that Vidyard put out, but before I even dig in and start to unravel what this data means for you and your business, how do you think the pandemic has changed video viewing? Have people been more likely to look at videos or less likely to look at videos, right? Because it feels kind of obvious to me, like the big picture of the entire internet is more and more adoption of the power of video. I mean, it has been since the very beginning. In 2003, when I was at iHeartRadio, the premier radio network, Clear Channel, all one big company, which is a mouthful to say and a bit annoying. But when I was there and would look into the data on a daily basis, there would be 100 million people that would go and use a Clear Channel, iHeartRadio, Premier Radio Network property. Go online, look at the information. They'd enjoy the music or whatever it might be, right? Go to the website. And inside that data, I saw one replicatable trend in 2003. It was that video was getting 10 times the results of anything else that we were doing. Now, that's pretty remarkable considering people that were coming there were audio people. They loved music and the spoken word, okay? But I kept seeing that replicatable trend. Video was performing. And the real issue is there isn't people who, when you start to take very large numbers, like 100 million people, there isn't audio people and video people. There's just people. Once the data set gets large enough, it's just people enjoying information, and you discover that people prefer to learn a certain way, and that's with video. So since early March, the number of people that are enjoying video online, and when I say this is really business videos, increased by 65% compared to the same time last year. Now, this means that viewers are actively engaging video content at a much higher rate than they were before the pandemic. And you can get this article off of Wistia.com. It is COVID-19 Video Trends is the title. This increase in engagement has created a huge opportunity for small businesses to connect with their consumer through a well-marketed content strategy. Especially when you think about people working from home. Because if people are working from home, that means there's less interruption from people in the office. Sure, there's more dog interruptions, there's more kids running around, but people are more likely in an office to not watch video because it looks like the easy way out. But at home, when there isn't a boss looking over your shoulder, hey, what are you doing? What are you looking at? You're not watching video, are you? You should be reading. Reading's what we do at work. Like, nobody's doing that. But quarantine and work from home mandates have forced marketers and non-marketers alike to become creators and to embrace the constraints to produce great work. And many have realized that they don't need a professional set to produce high quality videos or audio content. And since early March, the year to year increase in video consumption has increased 120%. That means, let me boil this all down for your business. That means as a marketer, as a business lead, as an entrepreneur, now more than ever, people are looking for the easy button. How can you get your message into their head without them burning a lot of mental calories so they can understand the impact that your product, your service, your solution is going to have on their life? You know, right now we are doing a digital strategy for a very large company. So large, I don't know if you'll know their name because they provide a service that's behind the scenes. They're not like name forward. They're like the technology that runs off of a lot of very large companies' websites. So now we're laying out the strategy for them. And when we went in and did the review, we discovered that they had a very hard time converting because, well, one, their information transfers in text and don't expect people to jump through them hoops to learn about you. The next thing we discovered is when you reviewed customers, the customers thought that the information was too hard or it was educated or taught in a way that was too difficult that could have been explained in an easier way. Enter Wirebuzz, right? And the other piece to this is we're breaking down their sales process by persona so we can teach in video and create binge-worthy paths to purchase. In doing so, you can have like a Netflix effect where people go through that messaging fast, raise their hand and are ready to buy faster than they traditionally would. This company has like an 18-month sales cycle, which, you know, for salespeople in their head, they're like, am I ever going to be around long enough to get a conversion, right? So it's a lot of fun for us as we're laying out this strategy. The pandemic has increased video viewing. That is for sure. 120% increase since early March, year over year, and it ain't stopping. Because as you and I go to learn, we want sights and sounds and imagery and to be taught in a way that holds our attention. And we want to go through that process. So start thinking about how you can transition your knowledge transfer in this pandemic world. So if we come out of this pandemic, who knows? And my dad was just telling me, he's like, yeah, we'll probably never, in my lifetime, we'll probably never get through this thing. But who knows? And it doesn't matter because when the pandemic's over, people are learning new traits and discovering new ways of learning and they won't go back. Because once they discovered that they can learn this by just watching videos and you're going to sequentially prepare them down the website, then they're going to start expecting it. Well, they already are expecting it. I mean, that's the data that we've been showing you over the 280 podcasts in this series. So if you want to figure out how to transition your business into remote selling, where you can use the power of video to convince and convert at warp speed and to get people to buy faster, because really, if you can educate them faster, you'll decrease an 18-month sales cycle and turn it into a 6-month sales cycle. If you can educate people faster, they'll raise their hand and they'll say, yo, I'm ready to buy, right? So start thinking about how you do that. And if you want to get some of my best tactics, I've created a page where I've got 20 minutes of me teaching you visually with sight and sound how to learn the remote selling, remote marketing skill sets that every business needs in this world to be competitive today. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I will continue to bring you the latest information. There's all this cool data that's coming out right now that I'll wrap up and I'll explain what it means and wait for the next episode. Oh, by the way, I just got an email right now. I've been asked by the National Institute of Health, NIH, to be on a cancer stakeholder meeting 2 days in November where I'm going to help the government get their messages out on what's the best way to fight cancer, and I'm honored to do that. You know, it's part of my goal and mission in life to help elevate patient care, and I think what we've discovered is there's a big chasm between, and this is like any industry, but let me just break it down. There's a chasm between the medical community and how they educate patients and how that medical community also educates practicing physicians. And once you can level that up and get people understanding the big concepts and do it easier, physicians will be able to educate patients and patients will be able to go into operating rooms knowing why, and they'll have a lot less confusion. Greater clarity is the whole game, and I'll continue to bring you more clarity as we proceed ahead on this road to remote sales using the power of video. Peace.